Bullock says infrastructure funding is one of his top legislative priorities. He says it melds together ideas negotiated with the Republican majority in the 2015 session. The broad plan is to provide $200 million in cash and bonds for infrastructure.
Don't forget, this bill passed 47-3 in the Senate last time, died by one vote a year ago today. And so most folks got it. It was a small handful of legislators that stood in the way of getting this thing done for the entire state.
Bullock's infrastructure proposal also includes allowing to sunset the infusion of coal severance tax funding for the Treasure State Endowment Program and the rural water projects. Instead, that money would flow into a new infrastructure fund that Bullock calls the Build Montana Trust. He says infrastructure is too important to die in 2017 because of political gamesmanship. Bullock's likely Republican opponent in the fall election is Greg Gianforte. The Bozeman businessman says it's Bullock who's playing political games.
At the end of the day, there's one leader here in the state, and that's the governor. The reality is infrastructure did not get approved in the 15th session, and the governor has to be responsible for that outcome.
Don't kid yourself, I was more than willing and did a lot of work to say what is a bipartisan measure that could get this across the finish line. There's only a small handful that stood in the way of getting this done.
Infrastructure became a political football during the 2015 session, with some GOP lawmakers saying they had a philosophical opposition to bonding because they didn't want to pass debt on to future generations. Gianforte says he doesn't have a philosophical opposition to bonding.
If we have cash, I believe we should use cash. If we need to borrow money, we should borrow money. But we have an obligation to come alongside these communities and help them.
What's your plan?
Well, I would actually show up. We need to put infrastructure in, and we need to prioritize water, sewers, bridges, and roads. It's nice to have amenities like history museums and gymnasiums, but I would put core infrastructure ahead of some of those other things.
It's a reference to objections raised by some lawmakers during the 2015 session. They were opposed to the projects identified for infrastructure funding by the Bullock administration for improvements for the Montana Historical Society and to renovate Romney Gymnasium at Montana State University for classrooms and other student services. This issue is bigger than just the gubernatorial candidates. It trickles down to the state's legislative races, as the lawmakers elected in November will also have a say when they take their seats next January at the state capitol in Helena. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.